This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Oh My Dog with me, Jack D.
And me, Sean Walsh.
This is our weekly podcast where we reveal the most intimate, ridiculous details of our relationship with our beloved dogs.
I have the delightful, spirited Mildred Barrett, who is a cockapoo.
My streetwise best friend is Dolly, the long-haired chihuahua whom we rescued. This podcast sets out to answer the all-important questions like, how do you greet your dog? Do you kiss your dog on the mouth? Does your dog sleep in your bed? And so on.
Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our chats with our equally dog-obsessed guests who roll over and tell all.
You are very much part of this podcast too, and we want to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com.
And find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout and follow us on social media too. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're somewhere else today, aren't you?
I am in... Oh, God. Stockholm.
Stockholm, yeah.
Yes.
Is it that bad, is it? Where have you...
I just did that. I've been in Amsterdam, then I was in Copenhagen, then I was in Oslo, and now I'm in Stockholm. So I forgot where I was for a second there.
No one would take you. I know.
Oh. I kept on getting deported.
Yeah. But presumably you're doing gigs, aren't you? I am doing shows.
Full disclosure, and this won't surprise you, but during the show in Copenhagen, and there was a couple of times I was about to make reference to where I was, but I wasn't fully confident with which country I was in.
You just forgot, yeah. Yeah, that's not a good way to do it, is it? Oh, good evening, Antwerp. And you realise it's not. That's a sinking feeling right there.
Yes. You've never done that, have you?
Yes, I have. I've done it. I've done it up north, actually, a couple of times, you know. Or you'll say here in Yorkshire and you're actually in Lancashire. And that's you can get beaten up for that up north. You know, you can.
Yes. Absolutely.
This is very lovely talk, isn't it? You always think there's, you know, when you hear rock stars talking about traveling around, you never see anything. But it's true when you're on a tour like that. It's a whistle-stop tour and you don't get to enjoy the town or anything.
Yes, that is that I've not seen much of anywhere, to be honest. Although I went for a little walk in Amsterdam and I have to say, I don't know what it is about me in Holland, but the women seem to be, there were these women stood in the windows and they were really into me. I don't know, something about me in Amsterdam.
They like the look of you today. There was just...
It must be the new glasses. I don't know.
Charisma and... Yeah. He looks like a nice guy while I'm sitting in the window here.
Yeah, very strange. But yeah. How have you been and how's Dolly?
I'm really well. It's really cold in England at the moment, London. It's really cold, so Dolly's putting her coat on and enjoying walks.
She's got the coat.
Yeah, got a coat on. But she's really well. And
But what's interesting, can I just say, it's interesting to me is that you have to make the call whether Dolly wears a coat or not. Dolly's not going, I've got a jacket, I'll have a coat today, please.
Well, you say that, but of course she does ask if she can put a coat on. This is where our life is. If Jane says, let's take Dolly out for a walk, and then this voice will come up, yeah, I better put my coat on then. Can you find it? You find my coat for me.
Oh,
So on it goes. Okay. And, yeah.
Yes.
But you know, it's I don't think she needs it because most dogs with thick coats, they don't really feel the cold. Although it does say in the book about Chihuahuas that they will start shivering at the slightest breeze. And that's the case with her. You know, you carry her because we carry her into the park. And yes, she shivers as soon as she's outside. It's just very dramatic.
Right. The book about Chihuahuas.
Well, I've got several books about Chihuahuas.
What?
Why wouldn't you have books about the dog that you have? Haven't you got a book about cockapoos? Haven't you?
No, I've got a book of phrases next to the toilet.
What phrases you can use for the dog? What do you mean phrases?
No, nothing to do with dog. No, I don't. What, that's not what, normal. So
just basic conversational skills that you can brush up on. Hello, how are you? I'm very well, thank you. No wonder you've got such people skills, Sean. It's amazing.
Yeah. it's like the history of where phrases come from.
Oh,
or terms or words. So like etiquette comes from France. I thought I'd teach you a few things today, Jack.
Please
etiquette
do, yeah.
comes from France. And and what it was is when was it the Renaissance period where everyone, it was about learning how to behave, respectfully.
Yeah,
they would write down the rules of how to behave on a little ticket.
Ah, yes.
And so when you were to go to the party, you had the ticket with the rules on it of how to behave. And that was the e-ticket. That was the etiquette. Thank you.
So they'd say, can I have a ticket? And it became etiquette. How ironic that etiquette comes from France, considering how rude they are. I mean, I tell you what ruined, you know, when it was called Euro Disney, the Disneyland in Paris.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, what ruined it for me when I went, which is quite soon after it started, but this sounds like I'm not having a general go at the French, but I don't think that they are predisposed towards being nice to people in the way you'd expect in a Disneyland setting. Because the hotel, all the receptionists were dressed up as Snow White. And so I was talking to Snow White about how we'd missed our courtesy coach to the airport. And she, as Snow White, just shrugged at me. She's you know, it's not my problem, it's your problem. You must get a taxi now, is all I can say. And you think, well, if you've gone to the trouble of dressing up as Snow White, you'd think you're at least going to be a nice person or pretend to be for while you're on duty. I was expecting her to have a bit more. But anyway.
That's not how Snow White would have dealt with that. She was not in character. That's not professional.
She would have waved a wand and there would have been, you know, little woodland animals would have come forward with a coach that they were pulling for me to go to the airport on. But no, that spoilt it for me, that. That did spoil it for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As well as the bloke who brought our room service to the room, and he was really, really nice. Hello, I have a lovely time in Euro Disney. Yes, we are. Thank you. Oh, I'm so pleased to hear it. And he went, and so did my digital camera. Yeah, you know. So he was bamboozling me with his niceness while he was pocketing stuff. Anyway, there we go.
That's fantastic. Actually, speaking of which, but traveling around Europe, I'm with my kind of tour manager a guy called Mikey, but he's kind of new to it. You know, he was talking about how he gets paranoid when he leaves the hotel. Has he left anything in his room? And I said, well, look, you're new to this. What you need is a system. And I said, for example, I said, when did you pack? I bet you packed this morning before we left. He said, yeah. I said, no, that's not how you do it. Once you're long in the game, you know, you pack before you go to sleep. Maybe you got it open so you can put your toothbrush back in, your toothpaste back in, whatever it is. You know, you just need a system. You don't worry. Exactly. That's how it is. And that felt good, actually, you know, with the experience that comes with the job, and I'm able to pass down that knowledge. Yeah. Anyway, got on the plane, realised I left my Apple Watch in the room. So that was nice. That's good. Nah, enjoyed that.
Are you likely to see that again at all?
Nah. Leave that. Don't want that. Forget about that.
That's a nuisance, isn't it? Just if it just keeps hanging around in hotel rooms and saying,
considering how clever Apple Watches are, how clever they are, you'd think it would at least go, hey, don't forget me.
I know. There you go. Typical. Yeah. Absolutely typical. So
yeah, I'm glad, though. I'm glad.
of course you are.
I don't like Apple Watches. I just don't like them.
I'm with you. It's like the biggest waste. It's the biggest waste of money I've ever spent.
Right. Yeah. It literally is now that you've lost it. But it's. But I just think it's. I just find it very. You'd be talking to someone and their wristwatch starts to ping, and they look at it. Oh, hang on, better go in a minute. They'll talk into it and.
I think you'll be with me on this for sure. I always think when someone tells you this, I think. What? No, there is no one on the face of this planet that cares how many steps you've done. They would love telling you how many steps they've done. They're watching it. Oh, look at that.
I know.
It's 10,000. I didn't ask how many. Before the watches, I wasn't walking around going, oh, I wonder how many steps everyone's doing. Yeah. How many steps are you on today?
What psychopath was going around counting, you know, every step they took and thinking, if only there's a gadget to do this for me, you know, it's... absolutely pointless. It's not clever to do that many steps. It's just, you know, it's not an achievement.
Yeah. Look, before we should have said this at the top, we don't have a guest today, just in case anyone's waiting for a guest. We don't have a guest.
Is that partly
down to me?
I think it was
Sarah's nodding
after the Kevin Bishop I was going to say episode. Fiasco would probably be a more accurate description. We've not managed to book a guest for this. So therefore, we thought, now that you've told everyone that we haven't got a guest, I was going to kind of try and get around it by saying it's a special episode.
Talk about past
episodes, review of the year, if you like. You know, because there's some data has come in. Yes. There's, you know, quite a lot of people have chosen this as their favourite podcast, which is lovely.
Yes, that is very nice.
Apparently the most popular one so far has been Jonathan Ross, the Jonathan Ross episode, which is our very first episode with a guest. He was our first ever guest. So you could look at that two ways, couldn't you? It's been going downhill ever since. Or... Jonathan was a star, but we are going to talk about, we've got stuff to catch up on, haven't we?
Yes, just quickly, because I know we're going to catch up with Juniper,
yes,
which we're very excited about. I just want to say that there is some Mildred news, which is...
Oh, right.
Before I went on this European stretch of the tour, myself and Grace took Mildred and Wilder. We went to Hyde Park, which I love, and we let Mildred off the lead. And this has happened before, which I've told you about, when Mildred just runs off. And I was on my own and I had to chase her. This happened again, but it happened for much longer. Uh-huh. And there was absolutely no getting her back. It then resulted in me having to run around Hyde Park shouting, Mildred, Mildred, Mildred.
Could you see her? She just wasn't coming back to you, or had you actually lost her?
No, I kept my sights on her, but I had to be very careful. And I kept my sights on her, and she was in the distance. And then she would go behind a tree, and you'd have to make sure, right, she's going to come out left, she's going to come out right, right, she's still there. Grace was now shouting, you know, Mildred, Mildred. And it was switching, but we sounded mad because we were going, Mildred, mourn us, mourn us, Mildred, Mildred, mourn us, Mildred. Then Grace fell down a kind of, it was almost like someone had made it, like a hole that was covered with leaves. It was like the Dick Dastardly had made it.
Yeah. Like an elephant trap.
Yes, an elephant trap. Exactly that. Yeah.
Terrible.
So you went straight into the hole.
Yeah.
And obviously loads of people saw this, but the point that she fell into the hole, Mildred was probably the furthest she had been, and I had to keep eyes on Mildred.
Yes.
I knew if I gave Grace my attention, I was going to lose Mildred. So to everyone looking, it just looked like my partner had fallen down a hole and I had no interest in it. Absolutely. I looked like I couldn't have cared less because I was just looking into the distance.
So Grace, was she calling to you from this hole?
All I heard is that she'd just go, ah! And then I turned round and she kind of lost 4 foot. But I just, in less than a second, had to just assess the situation. Right, I think she's in a hole. I'm going to have to go back. and keep my eyes on Mildred. But that was not a good look.
You had to assess your priorities.
Exactly. Assess the priorities. Grace was still alive. Right, she's going to have to handle that on her own because I've got to keep a track of Mildred. But then when I went to Europe, Grace took Mildred to a different park. Mildred did it again, and now Mildred's not allowed off the lead. That's where we are.
Oh, she's been being grounded. I don't know what you call it for a dog, really.
I know. I don't know what the term is, because Grace believes she knows what she's doing.
Well, she's doing it on purpose as a wind-up.
Yeah.
And Grace...
So Grace is saying you're on the lead until you can learn how to behave.
A little bit of retraining, perhaps, do you think, in the garden? Sort of recall and stuff? I mean, it sounds obvious, but any point in even suggesting that? No.
No, I think we've been sloppy with... You have to bring treats. You have to bring treats. You have to give the dog a reason to come back, and we've not been going out with the treats, so that we'll try that. I mean, obviously, maybe if I had some books about cockapoos, this wouldn't have happened.
They would come full circle. Well done for bringing it back to my original perfectly innocent statement that books about my dogs, which I thought everyone had, but it doesn't matter. It's good. Yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
We should say hello to Sarah, our producer, and Juniper.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. How's Juniper getting on?
She's doing really well. Look, at the moment, she's calmed right down.
A bit sleepy.
She's in my arms. She's going to have a little sleep, which is a blessing because that's my favourite time. She's so crazy when she's going for it.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice little breather when she's having a sleep.
Yes, and they just calm down.
But I just wanted to say, just so that people don't think that we can't book guests, we did have a guest, but we had to change the day.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't have a guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in that respect, it was your fault, Sean.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Because we had to change the day because of Sean, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see what's happening here. Okay. Yeah. This is called bullying at the workplace.
It's just truth telling.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing really well. We're enjoying our walk to the park. And I thought I would just share with you, you know how you both had some strange encounters in the park?
Yes.
You had the lady that wanted to leave money to comedians in her will, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And Sean, you had the guy that wanted to take your poo bag for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
So I was out in the park and usually people only stop if they've got a dog. But this lady was walking past and she started talking to me about Juniper. And I was with my daughter and she asked me how old she was. And I said, she's 12 weeks. And she went, oh, she's allowed out in the park already. I said, yes. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be bringing her to the park if she wasn't. But anyway, and then she said, oh, that's really nice. And then she turned to my daughter and she said, you will outlive her. To my 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
It was such a strange moment that I thought, oh, I'll try and make it normal by saying, I know, it's a shame, isn't it? Clearly meaning. Clearly meaning. It's a shame dogs don't live longer. And she went, oh, no, that's the way you want it. You don't want your child dying first.
Oh, keep it light.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys meet helpful, okay, slightly odd, but, you know, well-intentioned people.
Yeah.
I meet the park Grim Reaper.
That is very unfortunate, that. But it does support what we've previously suggested, is that when people don't have a dog and come and talk to you in the park, they're going to be a weirdo. And she didn't have a dog, did she?
Yes.
You know, so...
It's totally true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spot on.
She ended the conversation. I mean, it went on for a bit longer and I couldn't get away because at that point I was thinking, I wish I had a massive dog that was pulling me in another direction. But I had this tiny little one, which was really happy to just sniff around our feet for ages. So I was just stuck there. And then she said, not everyone in this park is as friendly as me.
Oh, God.
And I thought,
oh, God.
I'm kind of glad about that because I don't really want another conversation like this. Thanks very much.
Yeah. If you're the friendly one...
Yeah, God.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thankfully, she's the only one that's been like that. Everyone else has been delightful and just, you know, because Juniper kind of brings a smile to people's faces. And then,
of course she does, yeah.
You buzz off that, don't you? Just have a nice,
yeah, absolutely,
nice little exchange. The world's a better place. But no, I was having to talk about the death of my child and puppy that day.
Oh, what a shame. I mean, because you did put a little bit on Instagram of Juniper on her walk with a very smart pink lead and collar.
Yes.
But she's quite frantic, isn't she? She's quite a crazy thing on the lead.
Yeah, when she gets going, when she gets very playful,
I'm
taking her out for, because the park's just literally across the road from our house. So every time she gets quite, you know, active, I go, oh, let's just pop to the park.
Yeah.
So we're going, you know, about three times a day. It's not far. Yeah. It's not like we're walking her too much. And that just seems to level her off a bit. And then she's
That's
calm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and also you were talking about coats, and I have ordered her a coat.
Oh.
Because, you know, their belly's quite naked, isn't it? It's kind of not very furry. So I'm thinking she's so low to the ground and it's very frosty now that that will protect her. So I think that, yeah, it's a good idea to have a coat.
Did you get that idea from your sausage dog book?
We do know they're called Dachshunds. That's something that Sean is trying
to... Sorry, your Dachshund book.
He's trying to trigger me.
Have you got any Dachshund books?
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to trigger you as well, Jack. I don't have any books on dogs, leave alone Dachshunds.
Oh, really?
That's because we've got the internet, don't we? We could just check.
Yeah,
just have a quick check on Google.
You can look stuff up. Oh, yes. You could look phrases up for that matter. Anyway... Yeah.
I'm going to say, are you getting a sense of if Juniper's like a dog, or does she love people dog?
Yeah, she kind of likes, actually, that's a good question, because thinking about it, if she sees people, she kind of pulls back a bit. But when she sees a dog, she's more interested. So at the moment, I think she's really keen on meeting dogs. She met a whippet the other day, and that was a really nice little exchange. The whippet was really gentle with her.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's getting out there and meeting people, making friends.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, she's kind of a toddler, isn't she, really, in terms of where she'd be in dog years and human years. Really nice.
She does bite us. Well, it's the mouthing, isn't it? It's not really biting, it hurts. So it feels like
it's
bite.
They've got very sharp little teeth at that age, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But you sort of see it as an act of affection, don't you? That's a weird thing. And, oh, look.
Yeah, I keep saying to the kids, she's not being aggressive. She's just, you know, it's just the face. And I don't know how long it goes on for, but I'm looking forward to that ending, really.
She's drawn blood. She likes me.
It was a gentle drawing of blood. It's okay.
Have you found that you're having those kind of social chats in the park with people that me and Jack have talked about in the past? Like, I mean, ones that aren't with people that are... talking about death, you know, they're kind of like, how old? Oh, is it a boy? Is it a girl?
Yeah, all
how
of
old
that.
Is she? You're into that now. That's the world you've entered. Welcome,
definitely. And also the other day, I thought, I think she might look nice with a neckerchief. And I thought, where's this thought come from? I never thought about dressing dogs ever. And now it's like, she hot pink neckerchief. That's in her future. You do just get into it. But I do have a little chat with people on her Instagram account, and they're all very supportive, and they suggest all these things that I need for her. And it's really lovely community. It's just great, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, I forgot. Yeah.
Jack, do you even know about this? Do you know Juniper has her own Instagram account?
No, I didn't know that. Yes, she? Okay.
She does.
I better have a look at that. Yeah.
You better start following her, Jack.
I should do. Does it come up on our Oh My Dog Instagram thing? That's the only thing I look at on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She's on there a bit as well.
Yeah, that's where I saw her. That's where I did see her.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, because I just thought, I need another social media account to have to provide content for. But anyway, it's going well. People like it. She's so pretty to look at. And,
of course,
I don't mind doing it. It's fun.
Yeah. Knowing our luck, she'll overtake us, Sean. That'll be the thing.
It'll be the Juniper podcast featuring Jack D and Sean Walsh.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be occasional guests coming in on it. Yeah. But, we've got some, we had a nice email from Joe in Oxford. And Joe says, hi, Jack and Sean. I have just two words of advice to offer you, or more specifically, Sean. And they are key safe. This is after you got locked out, Sean.
Oh, yes.
So she's saying key safe. Perhaps Mildred could buy one for Sean for Christmas.
Yes, one of those things that that's like when you get an Airbnb, isn't it? One of those things with the code. Yeah, okay. That's a good idea.
So you've got a spare key, you know, that's outside. Instead of putting it, in the old days, we put it underneath a pot outside the front door, didn't we? But everyone knew that. And now you get a little tiny safe to keep it in. Anyway, she goes on to say, absolutely love the podcast. Makes me laugh every Monday when I'm out walking my black Labrador called Puck. And yes, you do need to be careful with your enunciation when shouting his name across the park. Thanks so much for a fun podcast. Love to all, but especially Mildred and Dolly. That's from Joe in Oxford. I'm sure she would have included Juniper as well, but Juniper hadn't been quite introduced by the time she listened to that, I think.
Yes.
I'm just covering. I'm just covering so you don't feel offended, Juniper.
She's I'm covering her ears so she doesn't feel left out.
Yeah.
We've also got a lovely voice note as per. This voice note is from Kim Pierpoint.
Hello, Jack and Sean. My name's Kim Pierpoint. I live in a little tiny village in Wiltshire. And yesterday we had our little Brucey boy. He stepped over the rainbow bridge. But I want to tell you, having listened to the two wonderful Kevin Bishop interview podcasts today on my way home, has really lifted my spirits because I miss my Brucey boy. My little Brucey. And you two have absolutely smashed it out of the park, making me laugh so loudly. And I just wanted to thank you both for that. So we called Bruce, our Brewster, or we used to call him Cheese Boy Food Feeth Horse Poo Eater. Cheese Boy Food Feeth Horse Poo Eater. Guess what he used to do? Anyway, keep it going. We love it. Thank you.
Oh, that was great. Thank you, Kim. That was really nice to hear. I'm very sorry to hear that Bruce has left us, and sorry for your loss, but it was a very nice message. So I'm glad we were able to cheer you up at a difficult time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I never heard that rainbow phrase. That wasn't in my book. Not happy about that.
No, better look that one up. I think we all know what it means.
Yes. Well, lovely voice notes. And keep please sending them in. And it's lovely to hear how much you're enjoying the podcast. Jack, by the way, whilst I remember, and this is very important, I keep forgetting to bring this up, what you were going to tell me something about you and a teddy bear.
At the end of the last episode.
Yes.
My teddy bear, yeah. Well, I had a teddy bear called Teddy, and I must have been, I know I was 8 because it was the same time as the moon landing in 1969. That you're probably too young.
Oh, you don't believe that happened, do you?
Well, I was the whole family.
Hey?
Well, we all had to get up in the night and watch it. Well, my family were all excited and I was going, yeah, it's a studio. It's a studio. And they're going, you've ruined this. You've ruined this for us. Anyway.
They're sheeple, Jack. Sheeple. Come on.
That's when it was. Yes. Anyway, so I had this teddy bear. It was been repaired quite a few times. I'd had it since birth, this teddy. Oh. And my mum had asked our aunt to fix him up. And so he went away for a few days, came back, and he had a little suit on, a little grey suit that was sewn onto him just to sort of keep him together. And I can remember thinking, that's a bit of a rubbish job you've done there. But, you know, I had to... It was. I had to act happy. Anyway, I loved my teddy, you know, I loved it. But I got to that point when I was 8 and I thought, I'm too old to have a teddy. So to prove to myself that I could be without a teddy bear, you know what I did? I put him in the dustbin outside overnight and just to prove I could sleep without him. But in the morning, you're going to wish you weren't laughing in a minute. In the morning, I went to get him and the bins had been emptied. The bin men had come. And that was it, gone forever. And I'm still sometimes my dad doesn't live there anymore in the last 2 years, but he's only just moved out of the house that I grew up in. And whenever I went home, I used to look around and look in the odd drawer or cupboard just in case I made a mistake and he was still there, my teddy.
Heartbreaking.
I know. I can't believe I've done that. I can't believe I did that thing just to prove to myself, you know, that I'm a big boy now. I can be without my teddy.
Do you know what, Jack?
Mm.
I'm glad. Hey, how's that feel? How's that feel?
Is this because I said I'm glad you lost your watch?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's just made it worse. How can you?
What idiot? It's a bin. Obviously, it's going to get taken away.
I've opened my heart, and this is what I get, you see?
But, oh, my God. What awful place to keep. You could put it anywhere. Why'd you put it in the bin? A bin is disgusting.
I'm not saying it was a clever move. Clearly, it wasn't. And I learned a lesson, you know, a valuable lesson. The moral of that story is, well, know when the bin men come. The moral of the story, I should have got that, yeah.
You telling us that, you know, I feel like, you know, in those films where you find that there's a kind of bad guy that the children are scared of, but then you find out, the children find out why that character is the way they are. Yeah, I feel like we found you suddenly make sense.
Yes.
Your whole look on the world comes from that moment.
It's your origin story.
Yes, that's it. The origin story. That's the phrase.
This is it. Yeah, it'll be people say to me, Jack, who hurt you? Why? Why are you like this? And I can point to it that I can't forgive myself for this thing I did to my teddy. And I still think about him all the time, you know. But Jane says that's why I'm so nice to my dogs. You know, she says because they're like they're like your real life teddies come back to be with you.
You know what's going to happen?
What?
And, you know, I don't want to get dark, but, you know, I presume you've seen Citizen Kane.
Yes, Rosebud.
But what's going to happen? In the biopic, the camera's going to zoom in on your mouth and you're just going to go, Teddy. And it'll cut, and in the film, in the biopic, the film of your life, it will then cut to the dustbin, and it'll just maybe it'll just be behind the dustbin, and it'll zoom in, and you missed it. It was just there all along. And it'd be watching over you your whole life, like a guardian angel looking after you.
That's too sad, and I don't deserve it because I threw him away, poor Teddy.
Yeah.
Now he's looking after me from above.
Oh, my son's 8 years old, so I can just picture this so clearly.
Oh, well, do warn him from me. You don't have to. Yeah. You're never too old to have a teddy. You can have your teddy. Have you got one, Sean? Have you got a teddy?
I have kept my teddies.
Yeah,
I've kept my teddies.
Have you?
You have to keep the teddies.
Yeah, well, apparently you do, yes.
Don't mean to make you feel bad, Jack, but my daughter's now got my teddy that I had when I was 7.
Yeah.
It's koalas. It's a mother koala cuddling a baby koala. And I love this thing so much that I would comb it to try and keep the fur soft. It didn't really work. But she's got it now. So it's been passed on to the next generation. And you could have done that, but unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's the most unsympathetic addition to anyone's story I've ever had.
So I had a little, a mini duvet that would fit in my cot. Yeah. And on this mini duvet was a kind of silhouette of a teddy bear. Yeah. And so it was therefore called the teddy bear cover.
Of course. Yeah.
And what I would do, I didn't particularly know what I was scared of. I don't know if it was ghosts, monsters. I'm not sure. But when I couldn't get to sleep at night, I imagined that the teddy bear cover, it was magic. And what it could do is it could build a force field around the cot and protect me. And then I would shut my eyes and I would imagine that me and the teddy bear cover in the cot would go and fly around London. Well, I lived in London. It would fly through the streets of London, like the snowman and the young boy.
Oh, snowman, of course. Yeah, yeah. Or Peter Pan, or flying out the window. And
precisely. Yeah, that. There we go.
Were you ever tempted to jump? See if it worked. It's never too late.
I'll let you know on the next episode how that went.
Give it a go.
Oh, well, I'm
thank you for sharing that, though.
Jack, can you describe your teddy? Maybe we can find you one and replace it this Christmas. Could be your Christmas wish.
Oh, he was a panda, and he was very squashed. His face was completely flat because I, lying down on top of him. And like I said, he had this little grey suit that had been sewn onto him to hold him together. But there's nothing can replace him, really. It's a nice thought, but
this would be ridiculous, but I thought you were going to fess up that when you saw the teddy with the suit, that was the reason that when you're on stage, you wear a suit.
Is that why you wear a blanket?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I really liked Action Man, which is why I fold my genitals in between my legs when I. Sorry, I don't know why. Sorry, this is not the place.
Hardly, but anyway, there it is. It's a very sad story, and that's my pain touching. That I've shared with you. And I'm not sure I did the right thing by trusting you with my story. But anyway,
it's nice, it's like a family here, and you see the responses to the podcast, and those people will love that. And I would say, if anyone's listening and you feel, you've got a story like that and that you want to open up, you want to confide and you want to relate to Jack, please keep that to yourself. Do not share that. Do not share that on this podcast. This is not the place. As we've just witnessed.
We're a serious podcast about dogs. It's very much about trading information about dogs and helping each other. So we don't want to hear all that stuff.
No.
Well, thank you for listening to Bow My Dog. We hope you're enjoying taking a deep dive with us into our love of dogs and teddy bears and blankets, as it would happen. Whether you have a dog or not, and whether we have a guest or not.
Yes, that's true. And again, sorry that Kevin Bishop wasn't here this week. We'll see if we can get him for next week. We'll keep trying. But do get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com. And of course, you can find us. Please give us a follow on Instagram @omdpod. And you can also now, obviously, give Juniper a follow. There's loads of extra content and videos there. And of course, keep sending in the voice notes.
Yes, and don't forget to give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts as well. And remember, a dog is for life, not just for podcasts.